In China, protests against the government's tough pandemic control policies have ended with a police crackdown. Yet, there are small signs emerging that the voices of those who bravely took to the streets were actually heard in the halls of power. NPR's John Ruwitz reports.
China's dynamic zero COVID policy has been the bedrock of the government's approach to the coronavirus for the entire pandemic, with its mass testing, lockdowns, and forced quarantines. China's strongman leader Xi Jinping has been a big backer, so for political reasons alone, few think the government will scrap it wholesale anytime soon. There are also legitimate medical reasons to take it slow. But analysts think the protests have been a catalyst for change. That's State TV reporting on a meeting between Sun Chunlan, the leadership's point person on COVID, and frontline health workers on Thursday. Sun said it's important to take the initiative to, quote, optimize and improve prevention and control policies. And she admitted the Omicron variant's ability to cause illness is weakening. That's a big shift in tone for China.
I think that things are happening quite fast. For her to say something like that publicly is an indication or paving the way for a change in policy.
That's Dr. Winnie Yip, an expert at Harvard University who follows China's health policy closely. She says the government set a fresh target to dramatically boost vaccination of the elderly by the end of January.
You see that a couple of cities have reduced their restrictions. And there's no repercussion of that, which is, again, another signal.
Lockdowns have been lifted in cities including Guangzhou in the south and Zhengzhou in the center of the country. How fast the policy changes will come is unknown. For months, experts have been pushing the government to ramp up vaccinations and cut back on testing, lockdowns, and travel restrictions. And it looks like it took mass protests against the policy for this to finally start happening.
The protest is sort of moving them. It might be pushing them to a faster timeline.
And that's good, she says. But they're not out of the woods. If they move too quickly, there could be a surge in cases and deaths. John Ruwitz, NPR News.